supporting it. Regrets and recriminations, because that's an accurate description of the next 60, 70 years in Jewish life. You're going to have a tremendous backlash, a tremendous reaction to what happened here with Shabbosai Tzvi. There will be witch hunts. There will be intolerance. There will be terrible cruelty. And because of all of this, the Jewish world only becomes further unhinged. And all of this is in preparation for the cataclysmic events of the 18th century, from beginning, let's say, in 1730 onwards, which will bring reform and emancipation to the West, which will bring terrible repression and persecution of the Jews in Russia, which will bring the Hasidic movement, which will eventually bring the Haskalah, eventually bring everything that we see in our time, really the dividing of the Jewish people into so many different factions, sects, groups, the fractionalization of the Jewish people is a direct result of Shabbosai Tzvi and of the reaction to it, because it pitted Jew against Jew in such a way that such deep scars were created that they have still not been erased. I want to discuss with you tonight a number of those scars. And I only take them as an example. We could really fill hours in discussing the bitterness of the disputes, especially rabbinic disputes, of the 17th and 18th centuries. And the bitterness lay in the fact that the Jewish people had been duped, it had been had. In Yiddish there's a great phrase, which means that if you ever burn your hand on a hot pot, then you blow even when it's cold. Even when there is nothing to suspect, you suspect. And in the headlong pursuit of being sure that you're not duped again, a wave of almost bigoted reaction occurred within the Jewish people. I mentioned to you that in Amsterdam, at the end of the 17th century, at the end of the 1600s, there was a famous Rav, Rabbi Tzvi Ashkenazi was his name. He was the Ashkenazic Rav of Amsterdam. And he had a large and powerful and wealthy kahila. He was there from the late 1690s till about 1720. His famous book of responsa, which is called Chacham Tzvi, in fact, he was known as the Chacham Tzvi after the name of his book, was published in 1712 in Amsterdam itself. He writes there in the introduction that he had this book waiting to be printed, but that he could not find any place that printed as well as Amsterdam, and then when he came to Amsterdam, they took it over and they printed it. In my personal library, I have a copy from 1712. And it's printed on linen. The paper is linen, and it's wood blocks. And there are corrections in it from the proofreader in 1712. 1712 is 20 years, by the way, before George Washington was born. Now, he was a famous Talmudic scholar and also a master of Kabbalah. He was a rabbi in many, many places in Europe. and he was